All people have a choice who they want to listen to. That's the view of the organiser of an event by a Polish stand-up who's made extreme homophobic, anti-Islam and sexist comics. Wojciech Kurowski event has been dropped by the Strand Arts Centre in East Belfast. His event, the organisers of Polish Cultural Week, who originally promoted the event, have said it is not their event, and they've been told that this event is only about Wojciech Kurowski's travels and there will be no political or other controversial comments. Well, the Rainbow Project's John O'Doherty is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And Alexandra Locek, a hate crime support worker from East Belfast, originally from Poland. Alexandra, how did you become aware of this event and what was about to be said at it?
Hello, good morning. Well, I've known Mr. Kurowski for many years because I've lived in Poland for the majority of my life. So I was aware of what he was saying, and it's not even controversial, but it's simply Islamophobic and homophobic rants usually. So when I learned about it, it was just on Facebook. I saw that Polish Cultural Week promotes, or there is a logo of Polish Cultural Week on the poster advertising his gig as a stand-up comedian. And I was simply surprised seeing that, because if it's within Polish Cultural Week, it should never be, because he doesn't represent my culture as a Polish person. And there are lots of Polish people living here who are against it. So that was first my reaction, that no, just not this guy, really, not here. And not in Northern Ireland, where we're trying to integrate and we've been living for so many years. So I would never agree for anybody, regardless if it was Polish or Russian, Lithuanian or Northern Irish, British, Irish person, to spread hatred. So that was my initial shock.
John O'Doherty, when we read out what this guy has said, for example, to members of the campaign against homophobia, he said he was offered a Teletubby toy and a lollipop by a Polish LGBT organisation, and he said, "I don't accept gifts from faggots. I won't take it. You disgust me. These things might be ridden with HIV. The sin of Sodom must be condemned."
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Extreme homophobia is what we're seeing from this individual. And actually, the Campaign for Homophobia in Poland is a partner organisation of the Rainbow Project, who we've been working with for the past 7 years, and we were in contact with them over the weekend. And they, like so many Polish LGBT people, are hugely disappointed at the platform being provided to this person, who could only be explained or described as being racist, sexist and homophobic. I spoke to a number of Polish LGBT people over the weekend living here in Northern Ireland, and what they said to me was that they were ashamed that Polish Cultural Week were supporting this event, which was importing the very worst of Polish culture here to Northern Ireland. The fact is, we're in the middle of Belfast Pride. There's absolutely no circumstance in which the LGBT community would platform someone who had a history of making racist or anti-Polish remarks. And I think Polish Cultural Week should definitely reconsider their support for this event, and indeed engage with the LGBT community to understand the difficulties experienced by LGBT people a Polish background who are living here in Northern Ireland.
You see, John, the Strand Arts Centre in East Belfast have dropped hosting this event, but the organisers of the event have said the event is not cancelled. So that means this guy, with all of his rhetoric, might be coming to Northern Ireland.
It's absolutely remarkable, Stephen, that this person that this event would continue. I suppose, giving benefit of the doubt, you could assume that some of these remarks weren't aware of when they made the booking. But to continue to platform someone like this, to provide them a platform where, let's be clear, they don't know what they're going to say. When you hand someone a microphone, you've absolutely no idea what it is that they're going to say. And when I look at the history of what he has said, referring to the rainbow as a symbol of sin, of perversion and of sexual deviance, calling for homophobia to grow within the nation of Poland, encouraging people to discriminate against LGBT people, these are some of the most extreme homophobic comments that we see. And I think it's very disappointing that anyone would consider platforming such an individual here in Northern Ireland.
Alexandra, are there Polish people who would go to see this guy? Is he a draw?
Is he a draw? What does it mean?
It means, do you think his event would be popular?
Well, there are some people who might choose to see him, and they might use the justification that he's a traveller and he will be speaking about in this case, traveling in Mexico. But I got contacted by lots of Polish people on website, on Facebook, and not only on Facebook. And also I got contacted by people from Poland who are still in Poland, who are so sad that this event might be on for so many reasons. And they were really condemning and encouraging me to do something about that, because they don't want to be represented anyhow within any frame as, you know, him representing Poles living, especially living in Northern Ireland, and especially given the fact that we used to be victims of hate crime. So we cannot in any way be responsible for somebody or be seen responsible for somebody that can cause hatred and then can, and act, as you know, action or say words can lead to brutal actions. So lots of Polish people were and are against it, and living in Northern Ireland and also living in Poland.
Well, Polish Cultural Week have been in touch with the Nolan Show. They say that this person says he's in charge of Polish Cultural Week. It's a non-profit project, they say, the aim is to organise Polish events. They say, we do not promote any political events, we do not spread any political views, it's all strictly about culture and heritage. But they said this guy Chorosky has been a successful and very experienced traveller, journalist, publicist and TV presenter, they say, Alexandra.
Yes, they are. You know, we in Poland and also here, there are lots of very successful journalists and travelers who write idiotic stories, but I would never say that the person who has such views would represent any culture. You know, we cannot generalize. I'm absolutely aware that there might be some people who share his views in Northern Ireland, in Britain, in Main Britain, in Ireland, everywhere. But it does not mean that he will not be condemned, or that we can say that all culture is the same culture. And especially, you know, him being seen as a traveler, we would expect from him more, I would say, and I will use very strange words, relativism. So experiencing other cultures, he should see that people are of different views, and he should respect that, different views, different orientations. No, we are all equal, really, and I don't think that he sees equality. He's anti-feminist to that extent that really, whenever I read or hear him, I feel I'm shrugging with disgust. So he creates these feelings. But again, there are people everywhere who would not condemn that. I live in Northern Ireland, so I know that some people will not condemn really atrocious statements sometimes. So
the spokesperson for the promoter of Irlandai Concerti said, personally, I'm very open to homosexual relationships. I have a few gay friends, and I would not exchange them for anyone. But we have to like everything. It's important to refer to people with humility and respect. John?
All right.
Well, we've heard quite a lot, Stephen, people who have made homophobic comments themselves, or are engaged with people who have made homophobic comments, often tell us that they've got gay friends and that makes them not homophobic. The fact is, there's a very clear history when we look at this individual of the homophobic, the racist and the sexist comments that they have made. That can't be...
Well, there's nobody saying the promoter of the event is homophobic.
No, I wasn't saying that. I was referring to an individual who is planned to come to perform. There's a very clear history of the comments and the commentary that they have provided in relation to LGBT people, women and people, particularly people from a Muslim faith and Muslim background. So there's a very clear position from this individual. And to be honest, I think that they should reconsider their position, particularly if this is about promoting Polish culture.
Okay.
To Polish people, to people here in Northern Ireland, they should consider the impact of this event.
John, before you go this morning, Jim Wells is coming on the radio after 10 o'clock today. He says he's outraged by an LGBT event that was promoted at Stormont. He brings as an example, and he will talk about this after 10 this morning, that one of the speakers was a drag queen called Electra, and she's not just called Electra. The C word is in her name. Is that befitting for Stormont?
I think Stormont belongs to the people, Stephen, and I think there's a range of cultures and identities that should be expressed through Stormont. I wasn't at the event myself, but from everything that I've heard, it was a truly remarkable event where LGBT people took the opportunity to tell their stories, to talk about their experiences of growing up LGBT here in Northern Ireland. So from everything I've heard, it was a wonderful event. There were many of our local politicians in attendance, and indeed the only people I've heard raise any concern or any issue about the event have been Jim Allister and Jim Wells, two people who have a very clear history of opposing anything that's got to do with LGBT,
Electra,
or
the
LGBT
blonde
culture.
Electra the Blonde, C, and we don't need to say the C word to understand how offensive that word is that befitting of an event at Stormont, the seat of our democracy?
Well, Stephen, when we look at drag culture, more often than not, it's based upon an adult space, bars and clubs. I don't think the event was promoting Elektra's full name. I think that it was an opportunity for an individual to talk.
Well, Elektra was a guest speaker.
About their experience. Yes. I have no problem with him being a guest speaker.
Were you at this event?
I wasn't, no, unfortunately I wasn't able to attend. As you can imagine, it's 2 weeks of a lot of events, so unfortunately I wasn't able to attend this specific one. But I spoke to many people who were in attendance, and there were representatives of the Rainbow Project in attendance, and every report I received is that it was a truly remarkable event, and one that should be repeated year on year.
Well, maybe, I don't know if you've got time this morning, but maybe when Jim Wells is on, John, you can have a listen and see if you two can interact with that. We're doing that after 10 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, we'll say thank you very much, Alexandra. Thank you.